It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 748.
In today's episode, Microsoft to permanently close all but 4 retail locations.
After spending the 2000s and part of the 2010s trying and failing to aggressively compete against Apple on consumer devices and services, Microsoft has become more popular with its professional tools and cloud services. And their latest move underlines their unsuccessful shift into physical stores. Microsoft announced it will permanently close its 83 Microsoft Store retail locations. It will instead focus on its online store at Microsoft.com, where customers can go for support, sales, training, and more. But the company said its London, New York, Sydney, and Redmond campus locations will remain open as Microsoft showrooms dubbed experience centers. Microsoft said its retail team members will help on the website instead of in-store. A Microsoft spokesman told CNBC that all the employees will have the opportunity to stay with the company. The company said the closing of the physical locations, quote, will result in a pre-tax charge of approximately $450 million or 5 cents per share, which it will record in the current quarter that ends June 30th, which is today in this recording. Microsoft Corporate Vice President David Porter said, quote, our sales have grown online as our product portfolio has evolved to largely digital offerings, and our talented team has proven success serving customers beyond any physical location, end quote. The decision seems to be made after Microsoft decided to temporarily close stores in March due to the spread of the coronavirus, and they had yet to reopen any of its physical stores, even as states started easing restrictions. But a source with the knowledge of Microsoft's retail operations told The Verge that this plan was actually in place for next year, but it was accelerated by the pandemic. Microsoft's Xbox Series X is launching this holiday, so it makes sense that the company had at least initially planned for the stores to make it that far. Pour one out for the Microsoft Store. Where do people go to touch the products? I guess they got to go to Best Buy, or how do you, like, if you're not familiar with the Microsoft product and you want to try a Surface, I don't know.
Tough, I guess that's what they're saying. Whenever I'd walk by these in the mall, there was 3 people in there. Apple stores are chaos no matter what face of the earth you are on.
What time of day?
Matter what, 8:45 p.m. chaos.
Yep,
but Microsoft, it was like zen in Microsoft.
They tried to use the same look and everything else and tried to figure out how to do what Apple was doing, but it doesn't help them.
Right. And it wasn't very subtle that they were trying to do exactly what Apple was doing.
Too. Oh, no. Yeah. It looks exactly like it. Yeah. Just like
the beech wood and the white walls. And the nice, right. Yeah. I can't really comment on this because I've been Apple boy since, gosh, forever. Since Clinton was president. How that makes me that old. I've never had a Microsoft product in my life. And anytime I ever had to use any Microsoft software, the tears would fall from my face in frustration until I didn't have to use them anymore. So that's how I feel about Microsoft. That being dramatically said, that's not that I don't see what's going on. Their products have accelerated and gotten better. They're really entering the marketplace. They're trying to take on Slack. They're trying to take on a lot of different competitors. Who did they buy? They bought LinkedIn. They made a number of large acquisitions. They bought LinkedIn. They've made inroads with their iPad competitor. It's the Surface Book, right? Surface Book, Surface Go.
Surface actually is not even, I think Apple's iPad is trying now to be Surface Book. I got to say, I've used it a whole bunch of times and it's definitely been the better play.
For what?
To be that all-in-one, because it's a full computer. It's not just an
iPad. Because it's running Windows, like, correct?
Or it's running Windows. Right, but you can make it a rip. You can make it a pad or just pick it up. But it's been like that since they released it, and it's really good.
So my problem is, being in graphic design, there was no such thing. If you were a graphic designer, you didn't use a Windows machine. That's the main reason that Apple Macintosh was the first computer I ever touched, and I briefly had Windows machines only for testing when I was doing web development, not very well in the early 2000s. But beyond that, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. The UI was just so frustrating, but you couldn't do design on it because for a while there wasn't even Photoshop or any kind of design programs except Microsoft Paint. So Microsoft was always looked as you do business on Microsoft, you do art on an Apple. Obviously, yeah. Apple stuff.
Which has changed.
Yeah, it's changed.
Now.
It's flipped around. So when you say laptop, everyone assumes that you have an Apple laptop. Microsoft, they don't even make phones anymore. But the Surface, I think, has really gained ground in that arena. And they had the big Surface. Remember, what was that? The big one that I wanted that you could just, it was like a giant screen.
Yeah. Well,
I knew a guy that spent $5,000 on one of those. He had it for 2 years and it just died and he didn't have a warranty on it. So he's going back to Apple. Yeah, he didn't have a warranty. Warranty ran out. It's 2 years old. $5,000 down the drain. Getting to the stores, they did try to go buy Apple's playbook, but I don't think they succeeded. I guess they'll just keep the four open just as, you know, almost like you look at where these stores are going to be, London, New York City, Sydney, and Redmond. It's just basically like showrooms. They don't expect to make any money from them. They just want to have them there. Yeah. It's just a place that people go when they're in a tourist destination. But it's interesting. I just don't know how people can get there, you know, especially since everything is going more online and less of this type of retail. Where do you go to showroom this kind of stuff? I guess it would be Best Buy. Do they sell Microsoft products? I don't even know.
They still do.
So I guess it's like Best Buy or any other electronics store that still remains. Because a lot of people need to hold and look at what they're buying, especially when you're laying down that kind of cabbage. Especially it's like, Dad, can you buy me the new laptop? Well, can I see what it looks like? Well, here's a picture of it online. It's not the same. I don't know. Will they be missed? Malls? Who's going to malls anymore? I know malls are reopening, but you're not going to catch me in a mall.
Not anytime soon.
So we'll see what happens. Oh, they opened in 2009. I thought they were open longer than that. So they've only been around 11 years. They're longer than that. Okay, I'm going to close a little stat time. Since Microsoft stores closed in late March, the company says the team has hosted more than 14,000 online workshops and summer camps, more than 3,000 virtual graduations. The tech giant estimates it reaches 1.2 billion people every month with its online stores at Microsoft.com and for Xbox and Windows combined, according to CNN Business. All right, I'm going to close this with the Windows closing. Is that how that goes? I don't even know. That's your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.